Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Dorothy? This is Valeria from Family First.
Hi, Valeria. How are you? This is she.
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking me. How are you today?
Fabulous. Finally getting into a little bit more of a routine, and I do understand the app better now. So moving
I'm
forward,
glad
we
to hear
should be
that.
in good shape. Yes. But my primary question, number one, am I able to work hours when he was admitted to the hospital?
No, because
Okay.
they're supposed
So,
that the patient is on
yep,
their
because he's admitted,
doctor.
right? He's not at home. So can I just restart that timesheet, or is it too late? Because I was thinking what I should have done is just submit more than 6 hours a day for those initial days, because I did work more than 6 hours a day. And then he's gone for a couple days. I have no hours. You know what I mean? I can just redistribute that properly. I just wasn't thinking clearly. And I was still going over there, at his, and it was just a lot. So I wasn't sure what I should be doing, but now that makes perfect sense to me. So he was gone. I don't know if you just need me to reach, like if you want me to do that digital timesheet again, I can do that the right way now. But basically, I was working, let's see here. Yeah, until like on the 4th, he was here until like, I don't know, like noon or something, maybe a little later. I can figure that out. And then he was back at like 3 p.m. on the 8th. So it's just the 5th, 6th, and 7th, I'll just take out, just remove those submitted hours completely.
For which days?
The 5th, 6th, and 7th. He was
Six.
admitted to the hospital the full day.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we need to take.
At what time he was admitted in the fifth? Do you remember?
Correct. So on Wednesday, let me see if I texted
On
him.
Wednesday the fourth.
Wednesday the 4th. Oh, let me see. Wednesday. Okay. Okay, so the nurses were at my house by 11 a.m. So sometime after probably noonish, but let's just say after 11 to be safe. So I could. Back up as 11 as my out time even, and just but which day? Okay, hold on, let me look at the calendar here. Sorry.
Don't worry, take your
Okay,
time.
so he came home on the 28th. And where does your week split? What's the last payday or date of the week?
Sunday. We pay Monday
Sunday.
through Sunday, yes.
Okay. So the first day of the week is Monday. Correct?
The first day, yes.
Okay. So came home on the 28th too. So we have. One sec. We have the normal 9 to 2:30 on the 3rd, 9 to 2:30. Where he leaves at 11 a.m. Out. Comes back at 3 p.m. Let's see. Okay. So So I basically have 12 and a half hours. Does that sound right to divide between 2 days?
What day?
Okay, so I'm just doing the math. I'm trying to figure out how many hours I have to split up between the 4th and the 8th, and it looks like 12 and a half hours.
What day?
On at about noon or 1 o'clock on the 4th.
The fourth, that was Wednesday. At what time, you said?
I want to say probably around noon.
Around 9?
Noon, 12 p.m.
Okay. Midnight, 12 p.m., noon. Okay. 12 p.m. And who take the patient to the hospital, do you know?
Ambulance.
What hospital? What is the hospital name?
Chestnut Hill.
Okay. And what did they take him to the hospital?
Pneumonia.
He was discharged already?
Yes.
Today is Monday. Do you know when he was discharged?
Yes. It was like 2:30 yesterday or something. The 8th.
So yes, doing the math with you, you have on Monday 5 hours and a half, and then plus 5 hours and a half on Tuesday, and on Wednesday you have plus 5 hours and 45 minutes.
Why don't we just adjust the time clock for even the Monday and Tuesday to be more like a 10-hour day each.
But, okay, the thing is that legally you can be paid for the time that you work it. You work at that time?
I mean, I did work. What I'm saying is, I'm literally here with this man 24 hours a day.
Do you live with him? Just go ahead.
Legally, my address is next door, but yes, I am staying in his house with him.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I you know what I mean? I'm not getting paid for all the hours I'm doing, and that's okay, but I'm saying in this case, losing these days, really, I should just, distribute the hours to different days. And I didn't think of that when I did this timesheet initially, because nobody told me when he got admitted if I should still clock in and out, even though he was admitted to the hospital, because I was still handling all of the communication with the doctors and going to the hospital and sitting with him for his communication with his doctors and all of that stuff. So I wasn't sure if I was supposed to still log in as his private nurse. I had a feeling that it was a no, but I just wasn't sure. So, first time for everything, right?
Okay. So let me check if I can, talk to my manager so all can be in the same page. Maybe mm-hmm. we can adjust Monday and Tuesday, okay?
Yep, and then still the same thing for, you know, like I can go on at midnight on the 4th and run time to, because I don't know if I put in for the 4th at all or the 8th. I just don't even remember what I had logged in for because I was doing that timesheet and stuff. So you tell me, but yes, can we just please distribute my 39 hours and I can send you a, do I have a direct text with you?
Yes, you can text me. Definitely remember that I'm available from 9 to 5. So you can text me at any time and I will text you back once I...
Oh, here it is. Yep, yep. I got you. Okay, here's yours. So can we resend, just to summarize, the time sheet for 2nd through 8th to redistribute the 39 hours to billable
right.
hours work with Bob's signature.
Can you hold on 1 second
behind me? Mm-hmm.
Just 1 minute. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Lady, did you text me already? Oh, okay, I see.
I just sent it.
Okay, can we resume the time sheet? Right, for two. Mm-mm-mm-mm. 39 hours between 3 days.
So basically, it would be the 39 hours between 4 days, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 8th. And the 2nd and 3rd, you could put as many hours as you want in, because he was here the full 24 hours.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I really am attending to him pretty much from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, don't worry. I just have to spoke to my manager and I will get back
yep.
to you. That'll be tomorrow. I will let him know now because we are almost leaving the office for today. So I will leave the message and I will give you a post tomorrow, okay? Don't worry.
And then let me just look at my calendar before you hang up one more time because I also have to apply now for my, okay, so it's this Sunday. So I'm reporting for, this week. I'm going to need to know for sure. Like by tomorrow, I'll give you two. That's fine. Because I was on unemployment for my other job until I took this position. So this week is going to be the first week potentially that like this would put me over the earning capacity. But if I don't get paid, if this can't be adjusted and I'm not going to get paid for those hours, then I need to apply for that unemployment. Make sense?
Yes.
So I just need to know what my earnings are for this hours paid and earnings for this week. If you could let me know tomorrow, please.
Yes, I will let you know tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Valeria.
Resolution. You're so welcome.
Alrighty. Thanks so much. The earlier the better, just so I can get my paperwork in over there and get paid too. Alrighty. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Miss. I will keep you posted, okay, and you're the rest of
yeah.
the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.